This week, I wanted to get into a bit of electronica. 1984, a group called Severed Heads put out this song called The Dead Eyes Opened, and it actually became a remixed hit around 1995, quite a huge hit, actually, but I'm going to play you the original. It was, I guess, they were real pioneers of the electronica and industrial sound in Australia, in any event, and I'm going to also play after that a couple of other electronic songs getting into the 90s and then more contemporary with Itchy and Scratchy first and then Soma Russell. But here's Severed Heads. This is called The Dead Eyes Open. This is from 1984. We'll be right back. That was Itchy and Scratchy. That was a song called Sweetness and Light, which comes... it came out of Australia in the 90s. There was a bit of an electronic push there. Sweetness and Light, Paul Mack was the main artist there from Itchy and Scratchy. I'm trying to play a little bit of electronic music this morning here on the station, because Australia is a big rock and roll country, but we do have a bit of a history of interesting electronica. The first song we heard was by the Severed Heads. It was called The Dead Eyes Opened, and that was way back in 1984. So they were quite pioneers. They initially recorded on the Volition label, and they came out of Sydney, and actually that song somehow made its way to Canada. I mean, the station, the music manager here, Luke at the station, sort of reminded me of this song. So interestingly, you know, at certain times in history, people here in Canada have been aware of some of the things that were happening in Australia, and certain labels pop up and certain songs get played. There's a band called the Hoodoo Gurus that actually got picked up and played a lot on the college circuit here during the 80s, and I'll definitely be playing some of them in the coming weeks. So I'm very glad you're able to tune in to Stranded, the Australian music show. We're going to press on with some music here. I think we're going to play... Well, there's a band called Waterford. I've been playing them a fair bit in the last couple of weeks. Their EP popped into my hand. They are from Canberra, and I've played a couple of songs of this EP already, but I think I'd like to play the third song. It's called Painted. They're an indie rock band from Canberra. Canberra's the capital city, and I'm really glad to see they're stuck around, because a lot of bands tend to leave Canberra, but I'm very proud that Waterford has remained and making some great indie rock. So we'll hear some of that just after this.
CITR News is committed to providing you with in-depth Olympic coverage from an alternative perspective. As part of this coverage, we are launching a new Eyes on the Street feature, where Vancouverites will have a chance to tell their Olympic story. We want to hear your perspective on life in Vancouver during the Games. That's why we're inviting you to be CITR's Eyes on the Street this February. If you're at an event, a protest, a celebration, or even simply on the bus, tell us about it. There are three ways to file a report. Call our Eyes on the Street hotline at 604-822-5334. Email news at citr.ca or tweet CITR News. Then sit back and wait for your report to be featured on the next edition of News 101, which airs Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. right here on CITR, 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Such a new one, at least in my head. I wanted to snap you.
spirits. Sometimes you can't help but feel old. You came alone, yeah, you came alone. We waited for him to show. You told me your plan, you laid it all out. You appeared to be steadfast, the party died down. You left with a thought, it's still in my head. We'll be right back.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Welcome back to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. It's always really exciting to play new music on the show. You heard actually there, well, at the top of the set was Waterford, the great indie rock band from Canberra from their debut EP. We heard the song Painted. And in the middle actually was a really special live track from the Hard-Ons. That song is unreleased as far as I'm aware. But I found that on the Moshcam website. Moshcam does some fantastic live recordings of bands playing in Sydney. And the Hard-Ons, of course, are a seminal underground thrash guitar band. I'd like to feature them more prominently in the future, tell you a bit about their history because they're quite remarkable. And you had a really punishing track there that's, well, as far as I know, unreleased. Even on their MySpace, there's a link there, and it's, I think it says not final cut, so you heard that first. First Element is Sweat by the Hard-Ons. And that last song there was extraordinary. That's a band by the name of the Blood Poets. They're from Brisbane. You heard that song Borderline. Very interesting band. People who listened last week would have heard me interview Root System here in the studio, who had a very fascinating story about how they got together. And again, Blood Poets, here's a band that originally started, Tom began the band in Germany after much time spent busking, and eventually was able to form a more ongoing band in Brisbane. And they've definitely got quite a future ahead of them. The song's been picked up on national radio on Triple J. And yeah, definitely I'd like to play a bit more of them in the coming weeks. So this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and you are listening to music from the other side of the world, and I hope you enjoy it.
Sam from the Go Team, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Chip in his tooth, yeah. Suffocating from chewing and smoke. And here's a 51st song that he wrote about a girl who spent 50 weeks ago. Oh, yeah. There's a weight that's hanging around. Heavy down there on his shoulder. The back of the dude's getting colder. Self-conscious keeps getting older. Oh, my soul. Just hit me if I get on a roll. The bass will sound so good in the bedroom cold. Yeah. But it's only 2 a.m. tune. With a bridge that he lifted from my aim is true. From set this drink to the practice room. There's a weight, there's a weight on. Heavy down there on his shoulder. The pattern of blues getting colder. The self-conscious keeps getting older. Yeah, he knows just as sure as this microphone stinks. Change coming through and he ain't gone home alone tonight. We'll
so pure and divine. As I'm a room of healing sea, nothing here makes sense to me. There's no warning, warning, just to come down. A great expense, ladies and gents, we're bringing you the greatest show. You can take it with you when you go. Life. Designed this maze. If it's unended, send me out some kind of sign. I turn around and see the clown. I should have pulled the mirror down. Now I'm pretending, extending my welcome in this time. Ladies and gents, a great expense. We're bringing the greatest show. Take it with you when you go. Life. Pretty ugly.
Welcome back to Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. My name is Matthew, and you just heard three tracks there from Australia. That was quite a rarity there from Steve Kilby. He is the singer-guitarist from The Church, and that was an old song of his from a solo record. The record is Unearthed, and the song, a gentle song there called Pretty Ugly, Pretty Sad. And towards the top of the set, you heard, you might have recognised the same voice in two different songs, the same vocalist, Tim Rogers, the great singer-songwriter, lyricist from UMI. I played you Guys, Girls and Guitars at the start. That was a non-single. It's an album track from the Number 4 record. And he's done a lot of solo work too. So Tim Rogers and the Temperance Union put out a double album called Dirty Ron and Ghost Songs a few years back. And I played the rollicking number called My Brother's Room, which was about, yeah, Tim Rogers growing up and being influenced by his brother's record collection of hardcore records. And I thought that was a really, really neat story to put into a song. So you're listening to Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. Listen out for some Canadian music coming up. We played a bit of new Australian music today. You heard the Blood Poets before. That was very exciting. We'll definitely play them a bit more. But for now, listen to this.
CITR News is committed to providing you with in-depth Olympic coverage from an alternative perspective. As part of this coverage, we are launching a new Eyes on the Street feature, where Vancouverites will have a chance to tell their Olympic story. We want to hear your perspective on life in Vancouver during the Games. That's why we're inviting you to be CITR's Eyes on the Street this February. If you're at an event, a protest, a celebration, or even simply on the bus, tell us about it. There are three ways to file a report. Call our Eyes on the Street hotline at 604-822-5334. Email news at citr.ca or tweet CITR News. Then sit back and wait for your report to be featured on the next edition of News 101, which airs Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
We started out the show today with some electronica from Australia, and but we do have metal, of course. I mean, metal is played everywhere. Australia's metal scene, I guess per capita, is probably not as perhaps prolific or as many bands as some other countries, but the quality, of course, is very high in the bands that are very devoted. So I'm going to play a little bit of metal now, and Alchemist probably the preeminent metal band in Australia, and they're one of the key organizers of a festival that was held for many, many years called Metal for the Brain, which was held in Canberra as an awareness raiser or a fundraiser for brain injury. And Alchemist have got a fantastic sound. They infuse some Middle Eastern influences into some very punishing metal. So I wanted to play you a song of theirs called Yoni Kunda. You'll find on the Embryonics compilation. This is Alchemist, some metal.
Yeah.
Local artist Kill Matilda here on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. That EP popped into my hands a couple of weeks ago, and I'm just trying to whet your appetite because hopefully we're going to have Dusty, the vocalist, here for a chat. I really hope so in the next coming weeks. Some great new music there from a Vancouver band, Kill Matilda. And I played you some heavy music there from Australia just before that. Alchemist with Unikunda. That is a band from Canberra. They're a metal band. You would have heard really strong Middle Eastern influence there in the tune, which is quite unusual. They're a very well-established band, and I'd like to feature them more prominently in the future. I have this problem every week. I say this about so many bands that there's just only 1 hour a week, but there's so much history to go through. Music that you wouldn't have heard before. So we'll get there, if you bear with me, in the coming weeks and months. Nunchaka Superfly in the middle there with Hot Enough For You. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, and I'm going to press on now. There's not a lot of time left, so let's get back into some Canadian music here. This is The Expos.
Thank you. like our mothers were, like these words.
So hot, I thought I'd die. Thought I died and gone to hell, looking for the water from a deeper well. I went to the river, but the river was dry. I fell to my knees and looked to the sky. Looked to the sky and the spring rain fell. Saw the water from a deeper well. Well, full of water from a deeper well. Well, full of water from a deeper well. I was ready for the love, I was ready for the money, ready for the blood and ready for the honey, ready for the winning, ready for the bell, looking for the water from a deeper well. Drip from the honey, found a hat of thirst that I could not quell, looking for the water from a deeper well. Well, full of water from a deeper well. Well, full of water from a deeper well. Love. So I ran with the moon and I ran with the night, and the three of us were a terrible sight. To the bottle, to the gun, to the cell, to the bottom of a hole of a deeper well. Hey, full of water from a deeper well.